Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Ann Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Ann Presswell.
Hello, hello, everyone. It's so great to have you here for this third show. And we have a great caller, a great guest today, Sherry Bowers, who a number of you know, if you're in my world, Sherry and I have been playing together in creating something really fabulous. But I really wanted to have her on this call today for lots of reasons. One is, you know, if you're out there building your business, getting your work out into the world, you have to be really online to some degree, you know, whether it's just even email, but most of us have to have a website, frankly. I just, you know, as a business coach, I just say, y'all need a website, period. You know, it doesn't have to be great, but you need to have some sort of an online presence. Well, you know, building a website can be intimidating as it is because it's, you know, techie and you're like, I don't know what to do with this thing and where do I go? And I mean, I sure as heck remember being that way, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when someone introduced me to the whole world of WordPress. And, you know, Sherry is going to bring her, she's an intuitive, so an intuitive tech person, which is way cool. So she's going to be sharing some of her genius around creating your website to be magnetically magical and using the energies of the angels to help you bring that magnetic beauty to your website so that you can attract your perfect clients. I mean, really that's what it's all about, is having that presence so that people really get a sense of who you are and what you're doing. So first of all, before we even I go into Sherry's little bit of, you know, introduction and bio, I want to say hello, Elizabeth, because I forgot to say that last. Hello, Elizabeth is my wonderful producer. She's fabulous. She is keeping things on track, keeping me on track, and she'll be popping in to let me know, like, time-wise and what's going on and whether, you know, the lines are open, here's the number, et cetera. So expect her beautiful voice to, you know, pop in. Elizabeth, just a real quickie, how are you?
Really good. So I just want to share one thing. Okay. When I was listening to the intro, do you know the word that really, really stood out to me twice? With power. It like kind of hit me, you know, when words just go bam. And so this is really, I think, because Sherry is, you know, someone who really helps empowers them to, you know, get to their markets, to connect them. And it is, like you say, so special that there's an intuitive tech guide. I mean, whoever thought she existed?
I know, right? And she's amazing. So good at what she does. I mean, seriously, so good. You know, it's kind of funny. When one of the things that is so important for me with my clients in particular and those who sort of walk in my world is that we as intuitive entrepreneurs stand in our power. And last week's call was all about standing in your power when someone asks you, well, how much do you charge? I mean, it was a great call with Katie. So, you know, this is, and it's the same kind of thing. Now we're standing in our power in our website. With our website, we're standing in our power with our presence and who we are in the world and how we show up in the world. So I love that you brought that up. That's, you know, that's like one of my favorite words. And it's not power like, you know, like I'm gonna stand over and you beat you into that one. Not that kind of power. It's like, you know, it's a gentle kind of power, right? So, right.
Yeah.
So, all right, Sherry, let me just talk about how amazing you are. You are incredible. First of all, I know this chick, okay? We're on the phone frequently right now because Sherry and I are creating a joint venture giveaway, and that's, you know, the doors are opening any day for the joint venture partners to be putting their gifts in, and so it's going to be this really fabulous thing. And Sherry's been handling all the tech side of it, and she's amazing. So I can tell you right now, this chick knows her stuff. And second of all, she's a delight to work with. Oh, my word, such a delight. She's such a great, Sherry, you're such a great balance for my energy. Both of us, we have such complementary energies. And it's so much fun to work with you. You don't really get, you know, upset about anything. It doesn't seem like, you know, you have that sort of grounded calmness, which I love. I absolutely adore. And I love that about you. So you, let's see, your bio. Let me get to that. Okay, so you've been an intuitive since your teenage years, but you didn't know that other people, like, weren't aware of theirs, which is kind of interesting because, like, I wasn't. I'm an adult. I'm someone who developed her intuition as an adult by choice, not because it, like, boom, hit me between the eyes, but mm-hmm. because I said, I want to learn. I'm going to learn how to be intuitive. I want to learn what that is, and I'm going to develop those skills. So I love that you had that as a teenager, and I'd love to hear more about that experience. And so you've been in the techie world for the left brain world for a long time, and now you're integrating all of your right brain intuitive work into the techie world, correct?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. So welcome to the show, Sherry. I'm so glad to have you on.
A pleasure.
I didn't even mention that you're a certified angel communication master. I didn't mention all of that. I'm so sorry. And you work with healers and coaches and healers using your knowledge and your insight to empower them to grow and develop and trust their own inner guidance and to use their technology to bring their gifts and skills and talents into the world. I love it. I love it. Your work is needed in the world and technology should not stand in the way. I would agree with that. And so many of us are like, technology, no. Right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Sherry, tell me, like, what was that like as a teenager? I mean, growing up and becoming aware of your gifts, you know, like, what happened that you, like, had this, I'm intuitive? Was it like
I don't know if I don't remember when that really came into my awareness. You know, and like I said, it was just kind of, I knew that, it was just that situation where I could always tell what mood somebody was in before they even opened their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I could just tune into that, and that was always there.
Mm-hmm.
And it never occurred to me that other people don't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Then when I got into my teens, I had a horse, which was like the love of my life. And there was very much a bond with this horse. And while I had him, I had like three different, one in particular, one like premonition dream
mm-hmm.
that was our property kind of backed up to an abandoned like car racetrack that kids used to go and play, and I used to ride around down there. But I had a dream that kids were there playing with matches and set the place on fire, and that, you know, in my dream it was you know, I had to get the horse out because it was going to burn up the stable, right? So anyway, this was, I don't know, you know, after that. And we were outside playing, and I said to my mom, you know, I smell smoke. And so my brother and I went down to the racetrack. Sure enough, kids had been playing with matches. They set the pine needles under this big pine tree on fire, and it was starting to smolder and smoke and carry on. But I think it was at that moment that it was like, wow, that was really cool. That could be useful. I want to learn. I want to do this again.
Some people would be like, oh, my God, I don't even know what to do with that, and I'm scared of it. You know, like you would, cool.
Yeah. And, you know, and then I just started reading books. And it was in my early 20s that I started reading some of the books by Jane Roberts, Seth Speaks, and that changed my world. That was the point where, you know, everything changed for me. But, you know, it took me many years to realize that, you know, I think everybody has the ability, but, you know, obviously not everybody uses their abilities. And that part, it took a long time for me to really, for that to sink in and realize, oh, wow, I guess I shouldn't get mad at them if they don't get it because they just don't, you know, I shouldn't get mad at somebody for not knowing that I'm mad at them when they just don't get it, you know.
Oh, that's really interesting because it, you know, I agree also that everybody has the ability. What I also see, and because I was an adult by choice intuitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Learned my skills by choice. I also see that people, number one, they don't recognize it. Number two, they're afraid of it. Number three, they don't trust it. Number four, they don't know the distinctions between ego versus their intuition. And so therefore they don't trust it, understandably, because they're thinking their ego's, you know, is their intuition telling them something and then it's guiding them wrong and so they don't trust it and all of that.
Right,
'cause they get
right.
it all, you know, mixed up between what's intuition and what's, you know, what's ego. So I think that really is the big reason why most people don't follow their intuition because they don't recognize it, and then number two, they don't trust it.
Yeah.
So okay, so let's go into this is because you and I could probably sit and talk all day on intuition. And
I know.
These really cool stories. But I want to know what a magically magnetic website is and what does that actually look like? Like, how, you know, like, what's the distinction between one that is and one that isn't?
For me, it's the key is, you know, really connecting it to your heart, your soul, your energy, and then using colors and fonts and images and wording and some energy work to bring that out for people. And, you know, I got a great example to kind of tell you, you know, that really shows how this works kind of because about a year and a half ago, I rebranded my business. And at that point, I was still doing tech stuff, and my business, my domain name was Show Me How Computers. And I was doing well, and I was attracting clients. But it dawned on me that the clients that I was attracting were not even close to the ones that I really wanted to work with. And so, you know, I was putting myself out in my website, very technical. You know, even in the title, it's just, you know, just show me how.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was attracting, when I sat down and really thought about it, what I was attracting was predominantly male, which I don't have a problem with, but I like working with women. It was predominantly, you know, show me how, but I don't want to pay much. You know, it was... It was just a very, very different energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been, you know, wanting to figure out how to combine these two things of, you know, my love for the technical stuff, my desire to help, you know, the healers and the coaches get their work out, because I'm just, that's my thing. I'm very, we need more of us out there doing things to change the world. And I hadn't, you know, so my guides ended up kind of, they kept nudging me, you know, combine it. And I kept saying, well, I don't know how. And they're like, well, you need to combine it. I'm like, well, that doesn't look like something that would work. Oh, you need to combine. It's like, all right, already, I'll combine it. So I changed it to Connected Spirit. And it was almost instant that the clients that were attracted to me were the ones that I were predominantly female, were coaches and healers, wanted technical help, did want to learn, but also wanted to understand and to, you know, it was just a more what's the word, personal relationship that I was developing with my clients, and it was, you know, mutually beneficial. So that was, you know, to me was really kind of got my attention in that, you know, you hear people talk about branding, you know, brand your website and this and that and the other thing. It's more than just picking a brand and running with it. It's, you know, digging down and connecting it to who you are.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I remember you started in the business club, didn't you? The Divine Business Club. Did you start right when I started it, which was last March? Did you start at that point, or did you come in a little bit later?
With my rebranding part, with the change.
No. Did you come in the Divine Business Club when I opened the doors in February or March last year?
I was there I think so.
From the beginning? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too. So, like, and it's interesting because, well, I didn't really talk about branding. I do think that I talked about authenticity, and I talk about that a lot, like being authentic in who you are. Oh, I know what it was. Your Divine Brand was one of the gifts I gave to people during the opening part of that program, during that. Did you get that?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
No, it's funny. I mean, I signed up for your club, and at that point, we had just relocated, and I was busy with all of that involves.
Gotcha.
And so I was in the club for probably, I don't know, 6 months plus, and never, I think I only made it to, like, maybe one live call. And
tell me that.
I'm sorry, but I wasn't going to let it go, you know. I wasn't going to give up, but I was just, you know, I wasn't making use of it the way I could have at that point.
That's funny.
I was smart enough not to give up. So
yeah, well, and you know, the calls, you can always listen to them later and all. But that's very funny, actually. So I love that you know your guides are telling you, change it up, babe, change it up, and you did. And you also surrounded yourself with people who were on that same journey, who were also owning their spirituality, right?
Yeah.
Really owning their gifts. And integrating them, because I hear this a lot from people. How do I integrate what I do and all the different kinds of work that I do to, you know, bring it together into my brand and bring it together as part of my message? So that you did that is really great. And I love that you said that about the magically magnetic website is really a lot about standing in your own power as who you are and owning it. Like, I can tell you, if somebody goes to my website, Divinely Intuitive Business, right, they're going to either love it or they're going to hate it. It's one or the other. And that's fine with me. I don't want the people who are going to hate it who aren't going to resonate with it. I'm not looking for them. I'm looking for the people who go, oh, I'm home. This is wonderful, you know. That's what I'm looking for. So, all right. So, How do you, now this is the piece I'm interested in, how do you help someone get their website, say they've already got it, you know, pretty well branded, they're pretty well, you know, clear about what they're doing and all of that, How do you help them activate the energy of the angels to their website? And just like, boom,
yeah.
Call it in? I mean, I'm serious. I'm being a little flippant, but you know what I mean.
No, not you.
Dad.
Part of the work I do with my clients is we do incorporate angel readings as we work together. So there'll be times where, you know, if they're stuck on things, we'll just do a reading on it and see what comes up. But what I've started to do lately as far as the actual energy work of it, and this was something that I had, was another little nudge that I got from my guides, and this time I listened better, but was, you know, I'll usually pull a card to see which archangel wants to step up and help us. And then we do a small meditation that kind of, you know, brings in some of that source energy, grounds it, you know, gets it good and grounded, and then send it out through your website to your people, kind of like, almost like a magnet.
Yeah, yeah.
And then pull them back in.
Yeah, I totally get it. Can you, okay, now this is going to be really juicy. Is this something you would be willing to share with our listeners here today? Like to just do a relatively quick
sure.
kind of a meditation that would have them anchor that energy in and bring it, you know, move it through?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. I didn't, that wasn't a plan, but that's so cool. I'm like, ooh, I want to do that. All right.
I know, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Interrupting that. Wow.
It is. So what are some of the keys that people need to have to create, you know, in creating that level of connection? Like, in other words, does someone need to have something in place before they can start bringing that connection in?
As in, like, already have their website set up?
Yeah, well, that, but also, I mean, like, if you had, okay, so perfect example, let's use the one that you gave about, you know, show me how computers versus
mm-hmm.
spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you had done this kind of magnetic work with show me how computers, would you have gotten more of the same as what you've been getting, or do you have to have your website set up the way that we're talking about in order to have it work?
That's a good question.
Have it work the way you want it to.
Yeah. That's a good question. I don't think so, because what we're doing is we're magnetizing it right from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be the true energy of you that
mm-hmm.
you're pulling in. So I think if you're not totally in aligned, you know, if your website isn't totally aligned with your spirit yet, which is probably the case because it's sort of an evolution and it's ongoing. You know, mine, there's still things that I'm now feeling that I need time to change this a little bit. So
mm-hmm.
there's always adjustments, but I think, you know, when you do that, you know, when you do that process, it's going to bring to your awareness sooner rather than later that something needs to be adjusted, and then you'll adjust it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that as you build a business, as always, this is always about putting it out there and then tweaking what you put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be a prime example of that. Like mm-hmm. just knowing, okay, fine, I do need to update my website. I do need to organize it or whatever, you know, fix my message or change the fonts or color, I mean, whatever
right,
it is.
Right.
I mean, we don't want to spend all day changing our fonts and our colors, but, I mean, there is a point that you do kind of need to have it be in alignment with who you are. It's kind of funny because when Elizabeth came on with me before we started the Blog Talk Radio, right,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that we did was we spent about 3 months really getting my website in alignment with who I was, where I was, where I'm going, et cetera. And that, right, Elizabeth, right? Remember?
Completely, yeah. Like inside out. So it's not just
yeah.
the case that you kind of organized it externally, like the back end, like under the hood,
mm-hmm.
sorry. is just looks like a different website. It's so feng shui, isn't it?
It really is. And Elizabeth has this unique gift as well about being able to see things like that because she sees it with energies, which is really fabulous. So she would mention things to me, and I'd be like, ooh, what a great idea, right? But I remember one of the things that we talked about, exactly talked about, was the font. Because I had read years ago that, you know, that it's easier for people to read, Arial font. And so I was using Arial font, but I don't like Arial font. I just don't like it. And so I was trying to accommodate those shoulds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I said to Elizabeth, I don't like the Arial, I like Georgia and New Times Roman if I need to, but I like, and she said to me, oh, well, that makes sense. You've got more rounded energy, you know, like the pointy kind of energy of the font isn't a fit for you. And I'm like, well, that makes sense. No wonder I don't like it. No, it's just not the fit for me, you know, where for other people it's perfect fit, right? And so I then relaxed into just enjoying my font and saying, yeah, well, guess what? It's purple and it's gold and it's curly, you know? I mean, it's, you know, it's a rounded font. Oh, well. That's who I am. That's what it is. That's how that represents me and my energy. So it's very interesting how that piece was so big. And I never shared that with you, Elizabeth, but thank you for saying that. Seriously, that was great.
Yeah. Well, when you said one of the first questions was, what does a magnetized website look like? And for me, it's what it feels like.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, in that question, you were trying to get description out. But it is, you know, like the real feeling, isn't it? It's, for example, and I imagine you click into your website now and go, ah.
I do. You know, like no website shame anymore. You know, it's like it is reflecting who I am and what I do and the work that I'm putting out in the world. And yes, there are little things that, you know, it's because it's techie, you know, you still have to not worry about, but pay attention to links and making sure that this and the, you know, all of that. But having said that, there's so much of it that is so right rather than what it used to be. I mean, years ago, with so much of it that was so wrong, you know, but I didn't know what I was doing wrong or what to do to make it better. And it's just been an evolutionary process of stepping into and recognizing, oh, well, I like this. Well, why do I like it? Okay, well, you know, and that's part of this journey that we're on as spiritual entrepreneurs, you know, and being able to have something that represents us in the world on the web. So my main thing would be for everybody, it's okay. Give yourself a break. You know, it's okay for it to be where it is. Don't worry about it. And start to tweak and start to become aware of what is that and why do you like certain things. You know, one of the things I do when I take people through the process of creating their divine brand is having them connect with their angel, the angel of their business, the brand, and have them activate or get the download, if you will, of their fonts and their colors and their, you know, their logo and all of that. So what you're talking about, Sherry, is very much the same thing with your website, which I think is so cool. It's just so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do we need to cover anything else before we do this energy, this technique, the visualization or the energy technique to connect people?
I don't think so. Unless...
Roll then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You're on.
Okay. I've never done this with a group, so this will be fun.
Stretching you all kinds of ways, babe.
Yep. No kidding. All right. Well, let's just, you know, everybody, wherever you are, just get comfortable, obviously, and we'll just take a couple of nice breaths in and let that out. we'll take another one in. And we'll let that out. And I'm going to call in our angels and guides for all of us on this call to be with us for this meditation and help us to really connect that energy from our soul and from Source and send that out to those that are trying to find us. So as you breathe in again, just let that breath connect up through your head to Source, to God, to whatever, you know, word fits for you. And as you exhale, let that energy come back down, and we're going to pull that down through your body all the way out your feet to the ground, to the center of Mother Earth, and we're just going to anchor that in. So you've got this strong flow back and forth through you from the earth through your heart up to Source. And as that gets stronger and you can feel that connection, we're going to see out in front of you a monitor, a screen, you know, a computer screen, a computer monitor. And on that monitor is going to be your website. And it's bright and it's beautiful. And we're going to take that energy that's flowing through you and allow that to expand out from your heart, out towards this monitor, like just, you know, a big golden spotlight. And it's going to shine on this, on your web page, and just envelop it in this wonderful energy, this connected soul energy that is you. And we're just going to give that a couple of seconds to just let that get stronger, bigger, brighter, sparkly, whatever feels good for you. Now we're going to see on the back side behind this monitor, we're going to put a nice big magnet behind there. And all that energy that's coming from your heart to your website is now going to go right to that magnet. And it's going to just energize your website. And it's going to send out its little magnetic energy waves out to the world. And it's going to attract those people that are waiting for you, that are trying to find you, that need what you have to offer in all of its uniqueness. And they're going to feel, you know, they're going to feel a little tug. They're going to feel a little nudge. They're going to feel whatever it is that they're trying to find. They're going to feel that guidance to look for you. And with this little gentle energy, this little gentle pull that's coming from your heart, from your website, from Source, that's just going to pull them in just like a magnet would. And they will find you. They will find, you know, they'll Google the right word. They'll stumble upon the right email. They'll find you on Twitter. And they'll find your website, and it will be the perfect match for you and for them. We're just going to let that energy kind of expand till it feels really complete for you. I'll just give it a couple more seconds. Take a minute and just kind of see those people starting to line up like they're walking down a path straight to your website. And as that feels complete to you, we're just going to say thank you, and we're going to let that energy come back. Come back through your website. Come back to your heart. And kind of reintegrate with that energy that's circulating through you from Source. And we're going to let that ground back down into the earth and anchor it there. And we're going to say thank you to all your future clients that are on their way. And we're going to thank the angels and guides for working with us today. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back to the call. And so it is.
And so it is. I absolutely love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, Elizabeth, let's you and I do that for the Blog Talk Radio show too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Anything. And by the way, you can do that for any program that you're getting ready to offer as well.
Yeah.
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 Like our joint venture giveaway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That's really powerful. It's a powerful technique for drawing people in. You're right people. You know, we're not looking for the people that are not the fit. We're looking for the people who are the fit, who are looking for you, and the angels will help make it easy for them to find you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know the first bit where you're kind of connecting with it, and you're almost connecting with the screen?
Yeah.
I was thinking just, you know, if you're in a phase of designing your website and you're not sure exactly how you want it to look like, you could connect, step inside, and then have a look round as well. That would be quite cool.
Yeah.
To see what different elements are there and the colors as well.
Yeah.
Maybe more the aesthetics, I don't know. That would be interesting anyway to try, just if anyone's doing the website at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of variations that you can play with that. You know, and if you're in the process of, you know, and you can even do that if you've just got a brick-and-mortar business and you haven't really made it out to your website yet. You know, you can still attract your people to you. And you can ask the angels to help guide you to what your online presence should look like.
Absolutely.
You know, which is kind of what Elizabeth is saying.
Absolutely. Mm. I think we should take some calls. If anybody has, Elizabeth, what's the number?
Yeah, the number to call is, well, you can either call in by Skype, there's a Skype icon at the top of the show, or at the top of the show page, or it's 646-668-2211. And I believe, Sherry, am I right in saying that people can actually call in and ask specific questions about their websites?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is, I mean, get calling because
bold.
That's a fabulous opportunity.
Oh, my gosh, bold, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be happy to kind of, you know.
Well, and Sherry, before we get distracted with people's, specific questions, you have a free offer for everyone, and I want you to please share what it is. And we'll have it, by the way, everyone, we'll have it posted on the download page for this call. So you'll be able to go access the link in case you're driving or you're, you know, busy at work or you're doing something else right now and you can't write down this URL. Sherry, you're talking about there's a website wisdom e-course that you have available for people, right? You want to share
mm-hmm.
about?
Yep.
Yeah.
Basically, I started writing this because I was it's aimed at, well, it's my website wisdom e-course for intuitive technology guidance for healers and coaches. So you know, what I was realizing that, you know, a lot of my clients were having, you know, there's lots of things when you start building a website, there's so much you don't know, and there's so many tips that would make
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah, that was different. So it's a series of tips and of things that I have come across over the years working with clients that, you know, like little things to watch out for or best practices that will save you a lot of headaches down the road. You know, one example was, I think the first lesson deals with your domain name. And some of the, one of the little annoyances that can happen if you, when you register your domain name, you really want to make sure that you register it and make sure it's in your name, that you actually own it. And I've seen, you know, quite a few instances where I've had to help people try to get their domain name back because they just, got registered it with through a company, and then the company went belly up, or, you know, different things that can happen that kind of leave you going, uh-oh. So there's tips like that. Then there's actual tips on design tips and building tips and some of that little bit. So it's sort of it's a way to pick my brain in little doses. For lack of a better description.
Pick your brain in little doses. I love that. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Okay, so, and the URL is connectedspirit.com/website-wisdom-course. So, again, we'll have the URL on the show page, on Sherry's show page. So, all right, do we have callers? Did anybody call in, Elizabeth?
No, we haven't got any callers yet.
Okay.
What I was going to ask, is it possible if any of the, because we do have quite a full chat room, if anyone was to put a question in the chat room or a link to a website, would we be able to answer that?
Absolutely. Let me just answer, yeah. Sherry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I answered for you. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's okay. I did want to comment. I saw a couple of people commenting about the font Comic Sans, you know, and I just wanted to say, too, you know, that's a very playful font. So if your business and your spirit, your personality is playful, then that's probably a very good font for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to attract the people that are also playful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the flip side, the people that aren't playful are going to run screaming away. But that's okay. That is okay, and it took me a long time to realize that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, if that's what...
So really, this is not about being clear about who your ideal, your target market is and who
mm-hmm.
you're looking for to attract.
Because I think we all get so tied up in the shoulds and the experts, what the experts say,
mm-hmm.
and all the things that we think we should do and how we should present it and blah, 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 blah.
Not me.
Huh?
Not
well.
Me. I just shared, of course, that I did. That's so funny. All right.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt. We have we have a caller, and we also have a question in the chat room.
Okay.
The caller is... she's Cindy, and she's in the chat room as Purpose Talk Radio. So I'm going to patch her through now, if that's okay.
Okay.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello there, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Yeah, and it's funny because I do design sites for other people, too, and try and do the intuitive and the, you know, personality and match that, but I struggle with my own.
Okay,
you know,
what's the question that you've got?
So I guess, you know, you've talked a little bit about the fonts, and okay, fine, but some of it's even trying to find, like, the right templates and things, because it's like I know what I want, but you can't really design that anymore because WordPress doesn't really let you design and things like that if you go to WordPress. So is there some suggestion you can offer to find the right templates even sometimes to do what you want the things to do?
The first thing that's popped into my head was, you know, throw it out there that you want, ask that you want guidance on that and just see what comes. The second thing that comes to me was, you know, you say that you can't design with WordPress. Have you, and I assume being that you design for other people, have you done much with some of the premium themes versus just the paid, the free themes?
I have not. Some of it,
okay,
again, right now I'm looking at, here's the kicker again. I do a lot of free stuff. I do a lot of free stuff. And it's like, son of a gun, you know, if you guys want this, pay for it. I'm very generous with my time, and I'm starting to talk to the angels and go, excuse me, you know, if you want me to turn this into a real business, you know, then I need some paying clients and not just the one, because I'm very giving, and sometimes that's a problem.
I can relate.
I want you to pay, but I can't. Yeah. I can't make you pay. You know.
Right.
So,
my recommendation would be to, some good ones are Optimize Press. That'll let you, especially the new version, will let you do a lot of really nice custom layouts and things that you couldn't do normally with WordPress. I think another one that's along that line that I'm not that familiar with, but I've seen it and I know it'll do similar things, is Headway themes. You know, there's that. I think most of the free themes, you know, the designers, they've created those as a freebie offer, kind of. You know, it's a way to get you to try their stuff. And then hopefully to upgrade. And, you know, that's just the nature of the beast. So when you want those, you know, if you want more capabilities, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to get a premium theme to do it. But then, you know, then the door's wide open. You can do all sorts of cool stuff with it.
Well, and the premium themes are not expensive.
No,
it's
not free. They're not.
So, you know, take a look at the willingness to invest in yourself and in your business, and what you're attracting with that. So your own willingness to invest, and or even just tell, I mean, you're the expert with your people, sweetie, so tell them they need to invest. I mean, I had that. I had a free theme, and then when I switched over a couple of years ago, the person said, you need to pay for a theme. I was like, oh, okay, fine, sure. And I just did it. It wasn't that expensive. It was like $100, $150. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't that much. But, you know, it gave me a lot of freedom and flexibility to create my website to be what it is today.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is worth so much. It's worth so much. So, if you want people to invest, be willing to invest and be, you know, and tell them they need to invest. I mean, it's just, it really is. I mean, what the energy you're putting out is the energy you're getting back. I mean, I'm sure you already know that, so.
But it's still good to hear it from somebody else, you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right, good. So we have another caller or another person. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thank you, Cindy.
Thank
great.
You. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, who else is on? Who else?
We have a question from Marissa, in the chat room.
Okay. So go for it. Sherry, magnify your magnificence.
Okay, I'm just trying to get, I'm going there now, so let me take a peek. And I saw, Marissa, I saw your comment that you're using Optimize Press 1, and actually I still am on my own site. I haven't converted it yet, but I have used Optimize Press 2, and it's just awesome.
Just
but anyway, I digress.
Two for the divine thank you, for that one, a divine thank you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's some fun stuff you can do with that.
Okay.
All So I like, you know, right off the bat, I like that you've got your free gift there where people can see that first thing. My initial reaction with the page was just that the banner is so tall. You know, it pushes a lot of your content down, so people aren't going to see that right away. So that might be, you know, and there is a lot of white space there, so you could probably just tighten that up a little bit and without actually changing any of the banner, and just shorten that up just a tad to bring the rest of your, you know, some of your great content, because it looks like you've got some really nice. I like that you're doing graphics for each of your posts, because, you know, some people read, some people love, you know, are more visual, and so you're going to be appealing to both of those types of people. Yeah, definitely.
What do you
great
think?
Start.
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt. What do you think on
yep.
the whole, Sherry, about because this is something that's come up a couple of times with for me. What do you think about websites that put their blog posts on the front page, as opposed to like an introduction, a bio, or even their products straight away?
I tend to, and I'm kind of not. At this very moment in time, not practicing what I preach. So normally I like some sort of a static page for the front that tells a little bit more about you and what you're doing right off the bat. You know, and sometimes that can be just like a more prominent free offer. And then, you know, have your sidebar in your menu item with a blog somewhere where they can go and read more. If you go to my website, though, you're going to see the exact same thing where, you know, I'm looking at with yours, because I, about a week ago, I switched mine to the blog because I was redoing my front page and I haven't finished it yet. So, you know, I think, you know, the blog, if you use the blog as your front page, it looks very busy. You know, there's going to be a lot of information on that front page. And if they're coming to your website for the first time, you know, for some people that could be overwhelming. For other people, you know, it probably wouldn't be.
So it depends on your market.
Yeah, yeah, it really depends on what's drawing
them to
your
site. If you want intuitives, then you probably don't want to do that, because they will get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, you know, someone who's a lot more left-brained, then it's not going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. How does that coincide with Google and search engines then? Because it's my understanding that and I have mine set up the way you're talking about, where it's a static front page and the blog is elsewhere. Go ahead. What?
I just hopped over to her about page.
Mm-hmm.
Visually, yeah, you know, I haven't read through the whole thing, but visually, that I would almost make that your front page. And then, you know, maybe add a couple more images or break up the, you know, a little bit of the white space in the font a little bit more. But that's a calmer, less busy presentation to greet somebody with right off the bat, I think.
I'm going to disagree with you on this.
Okay, cool.
So as a business coach, I think that your about page, Marissa, is really good, and it can be almost like your it needs to be split into two. One is the about you, about Marissa, and another one, there's the whole essence of your stand. What is it called? Sorry, my brain. The word is, but it's on my page. It's like your manifesto. It's what you would just, you know, what you feel passionately about. On your homepage, to me, it's really about inviting them, telling them a little bit about who you are, but inviting them to take part and go further, take the next step with you, which is to invite them into your world by getting your free gift. So
it's really, for me, the first step is like, hi, here's what this is, this is what it's about, this is, and here's what I have to offer you. Would you like it? And then they can choose yes or no, and then they could choose to see, to go to a blog, to see your about page, to see your manifesto, to see your services, to see all of the rest of that. But the front page is really an invitation to come in, into the world of Marissa, into the world of Anne, into the world of Sherry, into the world of Elizabeth, whomever, into our worlds, to invite them in and to accept our gift.
And actually, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to me, energetically, it flows better by doing it that way.
And I'm 100% agree with that. What I was getting at is visually.
Visually, well, I agree with you,
just
too.
Just visually, this page is a better presentation.
Yeah.
Content-wise, yeah, the content needs to be
okay, good.
More of an invitation type thing.
Yes.
But.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. Okay, so I know we are getting low on time. Remember, can you put Sherry's, Elizabeth, would you put Sherry's free offering up on the website here?
Yeah, no problem. I'll put it up now.
Okay, perfect, on the chat room. All right, any last minute, thank you, by the way, Marissa, for being willing to, you know, be seen. That's really awesome. And Cindy, too, thank you very, both of you
yeah,
very much.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, we have just a few minutes before this is closed. I want to close with a blessing, but I also want, before we finish, I'd like to hear any last words of wisdom from you, Sherry. Oh, let's talk about the JV giveaway, please. Let's
yes.
do that.
Yes.
Words of wisdom, that's what it is. Everybody, all of you guys, if you are... we'll put something up onto the Blog Talk radio on Sherry's post about the JV giveaway. But Sherry and I are opening doors for you all to participate and get your gifts out in the world. Build your lists. Get in front of your ideal target market. Find your clients. Grow your business. And we're calling it the ultimate spiritual entrepreneur giveaway. So it is for spiritual entrepreneurs. It is specifically for healers, for spiritual coaches, for authors, for healers, for those of us who are getting our work out in the world in the sort of alternative sector, you know, if you will, where we're bringing in the whole spiritual world of intuitive and healing and alternative healing, getting all of that into the world. So the joint venture giveaway, what's the yourdivinebizgifts.com?
Yep. Yep.
The doors are opening today or tomorrow. Okay. I need to move into the blessing. Thank you, Elizabeth, for keeping me on track. Everyone, nice deep breath in. May you bring your work into the world in a powerful, abundant way so that those who are your perfect people find you easily, find you quickly, find you in abundance, so that you may share who you are, that divine blessing that you are, with the world powerfully, effectively, abundantly, in a big way, in the way that you feel called to do. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you, and so it is. Now go get your divine on, everyone. Thank you so much for showing up with us today.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.